Saudi Arabia and Qatar have rejected Iraq's accusations that the two countries are supporting and funding the ISIL insurgents. The Saudi kingdom has warned against foreign meddling in Iraq and blamed Prime Minister Nouri Maliki for what it describes pursuing sectarian policies. Riyadh called for the formation of an Iraqi consensus government. Qatari Foreign Minister Khalid al-Attiyah also accused Baghdad of following policies based on factional interests. Iraqi Prime Minister has repeatedly said that Riyadh, Doha and some other Persian Gulf Arab states are supporting the insurgency in Iraq. Saudi Arabia and Qatar have also been at the forefront of funding insurgents in Syria. Political author and lecturer Colin Cavell says Prime Minister Nouri Maliki is right in putting the blame on Saudi Arabia and Persian Gulf Arab states for the insurgency facing Iraq. He believes that Saudis want to bring the U.S. military back to the region.
You could add to that Israel, as well as certain pro-monarchical reactionary forces in the U.S. Congress, particularly Senator Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and some others who were very upset when President Obama did not go to war against Syria last September. So this is another attempt to bring U.S. military back into the region. And what they did last fall is try to push the sectarian divide and fund al-Qaeda militants in Syria. And this is the consequence of getting a very hardcore group of extremists and secretly funding them to dislodge the government of Maliki in Iraq. And there is possibilities of these groups proliferating, but we must keep cool heads and look at where the funding is coming from and who is supporting them. And in particular, Saudi Arabia is behind it 100%. And this again reflects the necessity to eliminate these dictatorial monarchical regimes in the Persian Gulf, particularly Saudi Arabia.